TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
6:05 out there in the West, 8:05 in New Orleans. What's up, Wody? It's 9:05. If it hasn't changed, no, it's still 9:05 here in Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? If my voice sounds crazy, I'm not trying to put any quiet storm action on you. I literally, like, burst a damn gland on the left side, and it's kind of irritated. How did I bust a gland in the left side of my mouth? It's literally in my throat. If you know anything about glands, we have them. They run on both sides of our throats. Eating some Twizzlers, like not only eating Twizzlers, but I like demolished like a super duper long pack Twizzlers in like 3 minutes. Like 3 minutes, burst a gland. Went to the doctor. Doctor said, don't worry about it. Drink clear liquids. You need some sours, you know, to restore the saliva in the glands. We shall see. It's Motivation Monday. Somebody is really trying to get into the studio. Motivation Monday is what we call it. Got motivation before you go any further. All the way live from the other side of the eight. Give it up, hot chocolate. What's going on?
Hey, hey. Happy Motivational Monday to all of our TM Hymer Radio listeners. It's a beautiful night in Atlanta, 80-ish degrees, sun just going down. The city is at a hush right now because we're ready for these NBA finals tonight. Hopefully it's going to be the last game. Golden State's going to go home with that trophy.
Get ready. We shall see. Those who are checking out the finals, definitely. Listen.
Really?
Well, no, I'm not going to go there. No, I'm not going to go there. First of all, just went halfway around the world.
You did?
To Paris and back. Very, very thankful. And I'm here to tell you there's nothing that you can't do if you set your mind to it. Now, it has to be realistic now. And when I say realistic, like, I mean, you know, let's not try to go rob a bank because you think you can
no,
do
no, no.
banks, right?
No, no, no.
Let's keep it realistic. But what gets focused on gets done. I'm super excited still off of a wonderful opportunity to take my family overseas. It sounds crazy to say that because when people say overseas, you think like Afghanistan. But we literally went over a humongous sea. Anything you set your mind to, folks, you can actually do. I don't care what it is. If you aim high enough, you'll land somewhere near what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Got motivation? Listen, this is the key. Stop thinking about what used to be what was looking behind you. Stop looking behind you. There's nothing there. Every time we look back, every time we think about the past, it causes us to pause. So many people are stuck on pause that it's pretty crazy. Why?
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about what you used to do. It's not relevant. Who gives a damn? No one.
No blessings behind you.
There's nothing there. Got motivation? Your motivation is in the present. Your motivation is in your future. There's nothing in your past. Now, listen, it is very true that in order to know where you're going, you have to know where you came from. That's very true. But don't hang on that statement too long.
Yeah, just learn from
it. Doesn't
mean keep moving.
Talking about what you used to be, what you used to be. I was having a conversation, you know, just today. And I had to remind us that it's not relevant. People like to talk and speak in what is relevant. And you really can't go too far in the future because, you know, you can't tell people about what you're going to do in the future if you really aren't doing it in the present. That's called the wish. Got motivation? Motivation has to be visual. It has to be something that you're truly connected to. It has to be something that you give a damn about.
Uh-huh.
Typically, a passion, a cause, right? A family member, a friend, a dog, uh-huh. Typically maybe a cat over a dog, right?
No.
Motivation. I hate cats personally, but I don't want cat lovers to know that I hate cats. So, you know, don't tell them. Just don't tell them.
Just told them.
But I hate cats.
I don't hate cats. I don't trust them as much as I trust dogs.
Motivate some people.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, I was hanging out with a friend yesterday and had an opportunity to get some footage and take some pictures of the dopest litter of pit bulls I've seen in a long time. Listen, I'll actually be sharing some video and some pics of my friends that I met. Yesterday, I mean, like the dopest litter of pit bulls you've seen in a long time. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Kid Ink. Be real.
straight, 9:15 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio Live, the Girl Hot Chocolate, joined me by the General. It is Motivational Monday. That's Kid Ink and Dej Loaf right there. Be real and be real about what motivates you, see? Perfect segue.
No doubt. You know what? I mean, happiness. I think all of us are searching for happiness in some way, shape, or form. I think we all want to feel content, you know, and we spend a large time of our lives in pursuit of happiness. I think we look for work that fulfills us, partners who cherish us, families that support us and nurture us, you know, friends that make us laugh. Or do we really? You know, or do we really? I think, you know, the idea versus the actions, the commitment that requires the ideas to come to pass are two very different things. I think we all want it, right? You know, we want the work that fulfills us, the partner that cherishes us, families that support us and nurture us. But, I mean, we don't really put ourselves in situations, we don't really have the behavior, the actions that really support the desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Am I by myself? Right? Or is that the reality?
No, that's definitely the reality. You have to put forth effort into anything that you think is going to be worth it and is going to satisfy you. So, you know, they rear you from a young girl and a young lad. Go to school, you know, do something that you like. That way it doesn't turn out to be a job or feel as though it's a chore or burdensome or, you know, ultimately you find yourself unhappy in a position because you didn't really follow what you wanted to do. You went to school, but you went to school for what your parents wanted you to go to school for instead of what you want to go to school for. Or even if it's not school, pursuing what your passion is. So.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think our lifestyles and our actions often suggest that we do not strive really for the ultimate goal, right? But we kind of settle or we sacrifice that feeling of happiness for other things such as money, right? I mean, many of us are money chasers. So we chase money, we chase position, or we chase social status. There's some people who get highs off of being in certain social networks and, you know, dealing with rubbing elbows with certain people and then flood out. You know, I'm going to drop a bomb on some folks right now. Many of us, you know, kind of sacrifice our happiness in sake of avoiding negative situations. You avoid discomfort and boredom like the plague. I said discomfort and boredom because some people, you know, don't like confrontation. They, you know, don't like negative situations. So they go around trying to please people all the time. That's a sad, sad life, going around trying to please everybody. That's a sad life. Deal with the confrontation head on so you can get it out of the way and move on. But then there's some people who don't really like to be bored as much as discomfort. You know, they really don't care what the hell is going on. They just don't want to sit still. They just don't want to be in the house. They just don't want to look at the wall. You know, they want to be on the move. But really, that is not your true goal. You just don't like being bored.
Right. That's interesting. That's very
you know, and it's real, right? We're talking about happiness. You know, what's your motivation? It's 9:18 coming to you out of Atlanta. Social Lab, TM Hama Radio. TM hanging out with Hot Chocolate tonight. This thing is real. This thing called motivation is real. You got motivation? Are you seeking motivation? It starts with being real with yourself. The one thing I've always been is real with me because I've always had people around me who was real. Why lie?
Yeah.
Who are you lying to? Why be yourself. A fraud? You know, I grew up in an era where people said, don't perpetrate a fraud. Don't perpetrate a fraud. You know, and you hear that today. You know, you hear that today, and people are like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Guess what? It's a whole lot of people walk around perpetrating a fraud. And what that means is that you act like it's one way, and it's a whole different way.
Tell them.
That's called a fraud. Today, we use the word hypocrite a lot. To hell with a hypocrite, that is fraudulent behavior. To act like you got it and you really don't, that is fraudulent. Fugazi.
Yes.
See, we come up with these words
term.
That really downplay, you know, the reality of perpetrating a fraud. We say fugazi. No, I'm going to say
fraud.
You demonstrating fraudulent behavior. My point is this. You have to be honest with yourself before you can ever be happy with anybody else.
Hey, hey. Better say that thing one more time so that it's clear.
You, I don't even stutter. You, look at you, have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself before anybody else can make you happy or be honest with you. This is the truth about me. It is. This is important to me. It's important to me that I know me, that I know who I am, and nobody could ever call me out for being something that I am that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm a liar, I want to be honest about the fact that I'm a liar. So that when somebody calls me out in public and say, you a liar, I say, I know I am, but what are you?
Right.
See, that's called truth.
Yeah, it really
is. I will always be honest and truthful with myself. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
Got motivation? It starts with truth, and this truth starts with you. Listen, we can dance around it, prance around it all day long, but listen, there's too many opportunities that exist in America and in the world. Technology technology has us distracted. We can't even live our lives because we are so connected to technology, and many of us, about 80% of us, aren't even using it to our benefit.
There's
about
so, 20% so much more
of
out
the
there
population
to it.
That's moving along the rest of us. 20% is moving along about 80%, while 80% just sits around in a fugazi state.
You
demonstrating
really
fraudulent
behavior. Speaking on something this evening there, brother, the what I recall, what comes to mind when we speak of these fraudulent behaviors that are being displayed, it brings to mind one of my favorite rap groups, rap artists, rap eras in the 90s, Grand Poobah and Brand Nubian. Grand Poobah said, and I quote, "Nobody can be you but you."
And we try way too hard to keep up with the Joneses and the Davenports and the McIntyres and the Johnsons and the Goldbergs.
And the Carters and the Combses and the Kardashians.
Nobody can beat you being you. See, this is the thing about being honest about who you are, right? At the end of the day, you can't be nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
We see you. You are seen for who you are, for who you demonstrate yourself to be, for the words that comes out of your mouth, for how you present yourself, for how you act in public. Do you eat with your fingers or do you use your utensils?
Mm-hmm.
People judge us based on how we demonstrate. First impressions are lasting impressions. You really can't get them back.
The court of public opinion is one that you very rarely win in. Yeah.
People observe you, and people make judgment even in the midst, regardless. It's done unintentionally. People judge us and will judge us every day. You can't do anything about it. Got motivation? It starts with being honest with yourself. Because, listen, you don't ever have to be honest with yourself if you don't want to, right? You can go around think you lying, but guess what? You lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. And we got like 6 more minutes left in the show. We want to hear from you. 917-889-39 I haven't actually put the number out there so long. I think I forgot. 917-889-3926 is the number if you want to call and weigh in. Got motivation? Listen, we all need mentors. I don't care who you are. I talk about people being real with me. I used to have a very bad attitude as a kid, and somebody out there said, as a kid, your mama, listen, I had a bad attitude as a kid, and I was able to really curb that negative attitude because people helped me. People did not want to see my attitude impede my potential. They didn't want to see my bad mouth, you know, and just my disposition impede my talent. That is good guidance, coaching, leadership. One thing you have to be, if you're going to be successful in any arena, is you have to be coachable and teachable. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your level of education is. If you remain coachable and teachable, you can and will reach the top. Now, you might get there, you know, a little longer. It might take you a little longer, you know, based on your level of proficiency and expertise. And so don't allow anybody to set a false expectation because, you know, we really make people believe that they can achieve, like, unbelievable things just by clicking their heels and sipping on some ginger and some honey and some, you know, mint in a glass for 72 hours, and then they just going to have a magic potion for being successful. It's not true. Never will you ever be able to achieve success without putting in the necessary work. And studies actually say that it takes a little more than 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours that you have to put in to any endeavor if you're truly trying to make it something long term. Do you understand what I just said? Nothing worthwhile comes easy. You got to put in the work if you're ever going to achieve it. You can't just want it. You have to be committed to it. Got motivation? Mm-hmm. It starts with being honest with yourself.
Yeah,
hey, we the social lab.
We are
here to keep it real all day long and to advance who we are as people. We've been off for a while. So, you know, listen, I just came back from France where I just stopped saying merci beaucoup. I just stopped saying merci and merci beaucoup and bonjour. And I was talking to my damn self. I was so excited and got caught up. So, listen, got motivation? I don't care what you're trying to accomplish. Nothing is impossible.
You can use the merci beaucoup and Cebu plays and all of that
merci
stuff.
Merci beaucoup. Merci. That's thank you. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bonjour. Good morning. hey, big up to Sam Wilson and Belinda Clark and Mr. Alfonso Clark. And, you know, they were my traveling companions in crime. Samantha had us all over Paris. Train, plane, boat, subway. I know we walked probably 10,000 miles in Paris. Hey, we back on
you got
Wednesday,
all your
step
pain.
We out of here. My steps and your steps and people who listening to us, we got their steps in too. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Got motivation? Who take us home? We out of here. Good night, everybody.
We are that crew, that team, that network. Always keeping it real with real talk, real people, and real time. PM Hime Radio Live, the Social Lab General, and Hot Chocolate signing off. See you on Wednesday.
PM Hime Live. PM Hime Live. PM Hime Live.